You're listening to Unhooked. On today's episode, the joy and fear of missing out, talking about the concepts of FOMO and JOMO, and how to use the concept of JOMO, or the joy of missing out, to improve your life and stay away from toxic behaviors. So, stay tuned. Hi, I'm Jeremy Lipkowitz, and with over 12 years of meditation experience as a mindfulness trainer and coach for high performers, I've become obsessed with helping people break free from compulsive, unhealthy behaviors and addictions and step into a life of true freedom so that they can finally become their best selves and cultivate deeper and lasting fulfillment. I've created Unhooked, the Breaking Porn Addiction podcast, to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to master your mind and optimize your life. This is Unhooked. So hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. My name is Jeremy Lipkowitz, the host of the Unhooked podcast. And I am today in Bangkok, and it is Songkran, the Songkran Festival, where the whole country descends into chaos, but a beautiful chaos, a happy chaos. And it is basically 3 days of water fights here in Thailand. The entire country participates in water fights. And it is a beautiful time to be in Thailand. It's really just one of my favorite experiences to see people just being so happy to be out under the sun and playing with water guns and shooting each other with water guns. It's a really beautiful thing to witness the happiness of people here. And I have been really enjoying my time here and enjoying the Songkran Festival. And it relates to what I want to talk about today, which is the concept of FOMO, or the fear of missing out. So a little story. Yesterday, I was out during the day enjoying the Songkran Festival, playing with water guns and enjoying the whole city. And I was out for most of the day with some friends, and I got home late in the afternoon, maybe early evening, around 5 p.m., and I was just exhausted. You know, I'd been out on my feet all day, walking around, enjoying being under the sun. And so when I got home, I was pretty wrecked, pretty tired, and just needed to rest and recoup. And one thing to know about Songkran is that there are the festivals during the day. There's, you know, people out playing with water guns during the day. But there's also a lot that happens in the evening, particularly more on the party scene, so to speak. There are a lot of people who like to go out at night and continue the festival. And that night, last night, I got called by some friends and said, hey, we're going to go out tonight. We're going to go play with the water and go out drinking and dancing. And, you know, I'll be very honest that there was a big part of me that wanted to go out and enjoy the festivities. There was a big part of me that wanted to go out and party and drink and dance and be out late into the night. And, you know, it was that junkie in me that wanted more pleasure, more happiness. And I had that FOMO. I had the fear of missing out. I thought about what a fun time it would be and all the fun that I could have. But there was also a part of me that knew that going out was not a smart idea, that it wasn't wholesome fun. It wasn't the kind of fun that I would be glad I did the next day. It was in noisy bars with lots of people drinking and loud music, and I would be up late. I wouldn't get the rest that I needed. And this deeper part of me knew that it wasn't serving my purpose. It wasn't in alignment with the kind of man, the kind of human that I want to be. And that is a man that is disciplined, a man that is content with simple pleasures and spending time with friends. I want to be a man that doesn't overindulge in sense pleasure, a man that goes to sleep at a respectable hour and wakes up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. Now, this is the type of man I want to be and the man that I am when I'm at my best. And I also knew that if I were to go out, I would not feel happy in the morning. I would feel tired and exhausted. And if I stayed in, I would feel so much better. If I stayed in and went to bed by 10, I could wake up around 7. I could feel refreshed and alert and awake and have the energy and the mental clarity to get the work done that I wanted to get done, to go to the gym and go climbing, There were so many reasons that I had to stay in. And it was in that realization that I remembered this concept of JOMO that I heard many years ago, which is the joy of missing out. And yes, there would be people out there having fun that night. But the question is, was it truly making them happy? You know, I can reflect in my own life how many times I've gone out searching for happiness in that kind of environment, in that kind of escape, only to feel worse the next day, only to feel exhausted or tired or hungover or maybe even regret some of my actions. And so instead, could I take joy in staying in? Could I take joy in the renunciation? Could I take joy in honoring my higher values and my higher aspirations? Taking joy in not abusing my body, not pushing myself too far, and take joy in not overindulging in unhealthy levels of pleasure. Because again, this concept comes up many times on this podcast. There's nothing wrong with pleasure, and there's nothing wrong in indulging in pleasure. But when you overindulge, when you go too far, that's when you become the junkie. So I decided to really live up to this, you know, my higher aspirations, and I decided to stay in. Even though I had friends saying, hey, come out, let's go out, I decided that in my best interest, I would be so much happier if I decided to call it a night and to say, you know what, I've had a great time up until now, I've enjoyed the day fully, and now my body needs rest. Now my soul needs to be at peace. And so I decided to stay in. I woke up bright and early, and I felt so amazing and so happy that I decided to stay in. And so my challenge for you this week is to notice where your fear of missing out, your FOMO, might cause you to do things that you later regret, might cause you to push beyond your limits, beyond your boundaries, to sabotage your progress and your happiness. And instead, if you can choose to miss out and take joy in the missing out, to turn that FOMO into JOMO. Now, it might be related to porn. You might be in this moment of kind of wanting to act out, wanting to indulge in porn, and having that fear of missing out. If I don't do this, you know, there's this fun that I might miss out on. But instead, can you tap into this JOMO and say, you know what? If I don't act out right now, I'm going to feel so much better. I'm going to feel so happy that I did not engage in this behavior. So it might be related to porn. It might be related to something else, like going out for drinks when you really don't want to, going to some social event when you feel overwhelmed or overburdened. And again, just to reflect on it, is this going to serve your higher purpose? Is this going to bring you deeper fulfillment? Now, of course, saying no and the joy of missing out has to be tempered with this awareness of the fine line between your comfort zone, you know, staying in because it's your comfort zone, and how important it is to sometimes get outside of your comfort zone, to push your boundaries and to push your limits. The litmus test here is to make sure that if you are getting outside your comfort zone, that it's in service of your higher potential, that it's in service of your growth, in service of deepening contentment or your relationships, that it's not pushing your boundaries or getting outside your comfort zone just in service of having more pleasure. Because again, I talk about this all the time on the podcast, more pleasure does not equal more happiness. It's one of the key concepts we have to understand in addiction recovery. Pleasure does not equal happiness. They can be related. They can interweave with each other sometimes. And sometimes pleasure can be a moment of happiness, but they are not the same thing. And more pleasure does not mean more, bring more happiness. So again, my challenge for you today, where in your life can you tap into this JOMO? Where in your life can you practice renunciation and say, you know what? I want to practice simplicity. I want to practice contentment. I want to honor my need for rest and honor my need for solitude. And I'm going to say no to this so that I can honor those values. That is the challenge for you today. So that is it for today, folks. As always, if you are looking for support with your addiction, if you are looking for help in overcoming your porn addiction problem or your compulsive porn use, I still have a few spots open left on my coaching roster for this month. So if you are interested in one-on-one coaching or my Unhooked Academy program, get in touch for a free consultation to see if the Unhooked Academy program is right for you. So signing off from beautiful Thailand, I will catch you on the next episode.